Hey guys, thanks for coming in. Rainy Saturday. We met with a lot of players over the last 36 hours. Tough time of year. From our perspective, this was a more difficult process, which is good. It means we're getting better. Had a lot of tough cuts, and now we'll go through the process of looking at everyone and trying to balance what we got and what we're looking for, and that process starts now.
Howie, it's five running backs, six receivers, eight offensive linemen. Why heavy on the skill spots and light on the line?
Yeah, we like offensive linemen. There's no question about it. We feel really good about our eight. From there, we felt like there were a lot of guys, a lot of young players that we had. There's still the potential to bring some of them back. And so we just try to balance that and kind of our grading of those guys and if they were kind of in the same range and feeling confident that we can get some of those guys back, but certainly different than we've done in the past.
With the O-line only keeping eight, one of them only plays tackle, one of them only plays guard, and more specific to Warmack, reserve offensive lineman that only plays guard isn't really thought to be a valuable thing. You not only kept him, but gave him a contract extension. So do you view him sort of as, kind of a more of a special player as a reserve, but also do you see him as kind of maybe a starter option in 2018 and beyond?
We think we have eight starters on the offensive line. So not only him, but in Wiz and V, we think those guys are all starters in the National Football League. And I know I've said this a lot, so I'm going to sound repetitive, but it's hard to find offensive linemen. It's hard to find those guys. And when we look at kind of the market for those guys and what they get paid and having the opportunity to maybe keep them together and all of them under contract going forward, we think that's a good issue for us to have. So we looked at it more of kind of the talent of those guys and at a position that we always want to be strong at, and that's why we move forward there. To answer your question.
Well, I guess more specific to Warmack, do you view him as – I know you said you'd see all your guys as starter, but, giving him a contract extension, do you see him as a guy that can, compete for a starting job next year?
Yeah, that's why we did it. I mean, all those guys, again, we feel like we're very fortunate to have eight guys that can go in and play at a high level, and we want to keep that as a luxury. Protecting our quarterbacks, a major thing for us.
Howie, the two rookie running backs, Pumphrey obviously struggled. Talk about that kind of balance of keeping both, how difficult a call that was. And what was up with Pumphrey during the preseason?
Yeah, I'd say Pump, it's funny because as you go through the whole offseason with him, and he's a guy that was getting first-string reps, and everyone was talking about how excited they were on him. And, we spent a lot of time scouting this running back class, scouting him in particular, and he's got a body of work. And not only is it the preseason games, but it's everyday practice. It's everyday through the off-season program. And we also know that it comes from people quick sometimes, and sometimes it takes a while for rookies, We're in a unique industry where there's really no patience. There's no other industry that you take a guy out of college, and if they don't look exactly like you're hoping a month in, you just look to dump them. And we want to develop our players. We trust our evaluations and our scouts, and we want to give guys time that we believe in, and I think both Pump and Corey are along those lines.
Howie, at the receiver spot, what was it that Shelton Gibson showed you that had him earn a spot over someone like Treggs or even Marcus Johnson?
Yeah, when we drafted these guys, we knew that they're rookies. They're a work in progress, and we knew that if Shelton went back to school and didn't come out early, he's probably drafted higher, and that we were going to have to spend time to develop him and his skill set, and he does have a trait. I mean, he had more 50-yard receptions than anyone in college football last year. He can take the top off. Consistency for a rookie is obviously, something that sometimes takes some time, but he works really hard. He has the traits we're looking for to develop into a player, and now, obviously, we're going to spend the time trying to develop that. And I think it's important for us when we make these decisions, we're talking about the 46, the 53, and then the 63. And we want to make sure our coaches have the best 46 guys that they need to go into Washington. And then from there, there are also guys that we want to develop that we want to sit there a year from now and hope that they've taken another step. And, a guy like Marcus Johnson, who deserves a lot of credit for what happened with him developing and in our offseason program and working with our guys. So We want to take these guys and understand that they need some development, and we're going to try to be patient with guys that we think have talent.
So, Howie, with that said, is it the 53 best players, or is it players that you think will develop and may not be the best 53 right now? You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Is it the 53 best players?
I think it's the 53 best players for the Philadelphia Eagles organization. You know, I think we're trying to balance where the ceilings are of guys, and especially some of the guys that may not be playing, may not be active. We don't want to lose a guy that a year from now or 2 years from now we think has starter traits. And so that doesn't mean that everything's set. That doesn't mean that we're not going to consistently evaluate them. But for us, you know, it's a bigger than just the preseason game, just the training camp practices. It's the off season. It's the college tape. It's the traits. And, you know, we feel good about having a plan to develop these guys.
So what you see is there's a player that you feel will develop into the and be one of the 53 best players on the team.
I think what we're saying is we're trying to balance where guys have maybe – higher ceilings, and are we going to be perfect on that? Probably not, Howard, but that's what makes this a tough day, and I think even more so, certainly we're looking at it, and we feel like we put some good players out there, and I think that's a tribute to our personnel staff and our coaches developing these guys, but it doesn't make it any easier.
Howie, you mentioned rookies in development. Sometimes it makes time, so why expose Nate? Why was he the one guy to waivers?
Well, I think it's credit to the other guys at that position. You know, when we look at the guys that we kept beyond the three starters, Joe Walker had a good preseason, you know, and he's another guy coming off a knee injury. We were really bummed when he got hurt last year. He's got physical traits. You know, it's hard to find Mike linebackers who have shock, and he's able to do that. And then you look at Najee. Najee has versatility. You know, he can back up really all three of the outside, both the outside positions and play inside, and a huge part of our special teams. You know, it's important for us to be good on special teams. And then Camus, when we look at Camus, we think he has a chance to be one of the better special teams player, not only on our team, but in the league. And that was a tough one. That was one of the last ones we did right there. And we understand it's a transition from him, and it's going to take some time. But it was just the nature of the numbers game.
How you put Sidney Jones on NFI as expected. So, did that factor into how you looked at the cornerback position? And do you have a better grasp of when and if he can play this year?
You know, with Sidney, we're going to take it kind of, we have a protocol that our doctors, our trainers, our strength and conditioning staff have put in place. And it's very organized. It's very detailed. And we're just going to knock it down. We have a checklist at every point. He's doing a great job. But, again, you know, we have a long way to go, and we want to make sure that we're getting the best of Sidney Jones. I think one of the benefits of trading for Darby was that we won't have that inner urge to try to rush Sidney. But that being said, he's got an amazing work effort, and we're really excited about him as a kid and his work ethic, and we'll just take it day by day.
As a follow-up to that, the league gives you a timetable here. You know, you have between week 6 and week 8. Is that realistic to get him back onto the practice field during that time?
Yeah, we'll just have to see. Obviously, we're talking about 6 weeks from now. But, you know, we have it mapped out. I don't want to put any restrictions on him or expectations on him at this point. It's going to be day-to-day. But he is doing exactly what we ask of him, and we feel good about where he's at in the process.
Howie, the fact that you guys kept two quarterbacks, I mean, does that kind of show that you guys are pretty confident that, you know, Nick Foles' elbow situation is fine? I mean, is that kind of the reason why you went with two instead of three?
Yeah, certainly. You know, if you're sitting here worried about a quarterback, you wouldn't be able to keep two. So I know coaches talked about it. We feel that good about where Nick's at and where he is going into the Washington game. And that's why we did that.
Howie, getting back to the offensive line and the decision not to keep a swing tackle guard, are you guys going to be more prone to keep 8 on the 46 on game day because of the fact that you don't have a swing guard, or would you, you you're looking at it some other way?
No, I think when you look at our three guys, maybe I don't understand the question, because Wiz can play both guard spots and center. V can play both tackle spots. Chance can play both guard spots. So, you know, you can go a bunch of ways, but certainly Wiz has the versatility to play all three interior positions. V has the ability to play left tackle and right tackle, as does Lane. Am I missing?
Yeah, no. Makes sense.
No, I think the other thing, just part of that, because that's an uncomfortable position for us, just because historically where we've been, certainly in all my time here and how many offensive linemen we've kept. But we actually went back and looked at how many teams keep eight, where teams are with their third and fourth tackle, and it made us feel better about the decision.
Howie, you kept Dexter McDougal and then actually gave him an extension. How did you go about that? Because he's only been here for less than a week. How did you look at him and see how he'd fit into the system and then decide that he was good enough to not only stay this year, but next year too?
Yeah, really, when you look at it, Means, McDougal, Chance, all guys that were going to be free agents, all had an opportunity to kind of check them off our list and get them here for more than 1 year. You know, for Dex, he's got a skill set to play the nickel corner position. We saw that in his Jet tape. Obviously, a little bit of a leap of faith because he only played in that one preseason game. But, you know, we're looking for guys who can have defined roles, and we feel like he can do that. That's why we made the trade. You know, I'm sure Terrence made the Jets. I don't know that, but I'm sure Terrence made the Jets. And we knew when we were trading Terrence, we were trading a 53-man guy too. So we felt like that was a good trade for both sides. But, you know, we've had in the past on our good teams, we've had guys dedicated to play the nickel position. You know, P. Rob's done a good job since he's moved in there, but we think Dex has a skill set to do it as well.
Howie, how much more difficult is the process this year now that looks like, you know, everybody gets released at the same time? You got something like 1,100 guys hitting the street. Is it tougher now? And you know, how difficult is the process become at this point?
Yeah, it's hard talking to each one of these guys. You know, all these conversations are not fun. You're letting guys go, guys who've done everything we've asked of them. We think we bring good people into the building, so you're letting go good people. So this is a tough week. You know, this is a tough week, starting with John. You know, thank John for all the contributions that he did to our organization. And you know, it's certainly the toughest day of the year, you know, when you're talking to all these guys and having conversations. And as we get better and we get more talented, letting go players that you know are going to play in the National Football League on other rosters.
What I meant by that, though, was
I know, you know, the thousand guys.
The process of getting guys in here now. I mean, looking at other players.
We got 1,000 guys in the Florida game on, you know, and I'm just very distracted. All right, Mr. Oh, good. Good.
No, I have a question.
I got one.
seems like there was a lull.
Yeah. Talking about trade, I mean, I think some of us here thought you might make another trade.
Understandable.
How close did you come, and how busy? You know, were the phone lines?
Yeah, I think what we've learned over the past couple of years is it's easier to do it with more of the time. You know, when we get a call on guys yesterday or today, you know, our immediate reaction is they're cutting him. And then you have to then get that guy up to speed in your system. So it's a harder sell. It's harder to do. Obviously, we've seen some trades here in the last 36 hours. But we felt pretty confident that going into Thursday and Friday, and I think I said this to Brett, that it was going to be quieter from our perspective.
Howie, you talked about not wanting to give up on guys that, you know, essentially are new and might have a learning curve in front of them. On the other side of that, in the fact that you invested in these guys and not weighing that too much versus what the tape is showing you. I mean, how much of a struggle is that as you're evaluating which guys to keep and not?
Yeah, and I think it's also goes back to how much time you're really giving these guys and then what we think when we're drafting them. And, you know, the conversation we had this morning is when we drafted every single one of those guys, including some of the guys we let go, we're not just going, hey, you know, we just made the pick. We're excited, you know, and we're excited. And when we make the decision to pick them, we have conversations like, hey, this guy may not be ready day one. This guy may need some time. Here are the things he may need to work on. And so we try to balance that, but we're also going to make a concerted effort to try to develop them and spend the time, not just, you know, reading off cards on the scout team, but really spending time with them and developing the person and the player and try to help them on some of the deficiencies that maybe they have.
Two more, Donald, and then.
Howie, you have three guys now in Jenkins, Graham, Watkins that can play corner and safety. How big is that, the benefits of it for Jim?
Yeah, Jim always talks about versatility in his defensive backs and those guys, their ability to come down low and play over the slot receiver. And really, if we got in a bind, to even play outside. And Rodney did that in college, too. So having safeties with corner background is really part of the prototype that he puts out for us when we go out and look for guys. So we're excited. You know, Corey, we think, was a good addition to our football team, and it's going to really help us.
Howie, Billy Brown obviously didn't make the team. What do you guys think of him overall in terms of your evaluation? Do you feel like he'll be a guy that can clear through waivers and you can get him back on the squad, at least on a practice squad?
Yeah, I mean, I think on all these guys, it's hard to know who's going to come back. And we have different agendas than the players. You know, we're kind of going, hey, we hope you see you tomorrow, and they're probably hoping to get picked up. But, you know, his transition, wide receiver to tight end, that's a tough transition as it is. Did a nice job, and again, these are hard decisions. These are the ones that we all struggle with, and we had a bunch of those, and glad that we have some more hard decisions this year on our football team. Thanks, guys. Thank you.